On the 2nd November 1917, Foreign Secretary Arthur Balfour informed Lord Rothschild that His Majesty's government viewed with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, adding two caveats. Nothing should prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine, nor the rights status of Jews in other countries. Issued amid acute wartime diplomacy, the declaration addressed multiple audiences, Zionist leaders, allied partners, and neutral opinion, while intersecting awkwardly with earlier Arab-related commitments and French claims. Its carefully drafted phrasing, not state, but national home, nonetheless became embedded later in the Palestine Mandate's preamble, converting a wartime letter into international legal architecture.